Advisor on trade with India has been also part of the UK-India negotiations. Alpesh, always good to have you with us. And we'll talk about the UK-India and the EU-India stuff in just a sec, but the significance of today's deal, 16 years in the making. Why does it take so long?
I should clarify, I'm not directly part of the negotiation party. I'm on the FICCI Council, which is part of the negotiation. 16 years, the reason is 16 years ago, the West was really busy with the financial crisis and India wasn't the fifth largest economy in the world. Now, of course, these EFTA countries, EU and the UK, want to get a move on because you've seen India as the largest major economy in terms of growth. So we want to get our hands on a bit of that. And also, there's an added urgency in that we have a trade deficit in the United Kingdom with India. We import more, specifically, for instance, refined oil, than we export to India. So a free trade agreement would now increasingly be in our interests.
How long will it take to negotiate that? We've heard promises in the past. We also know UK's Trade Minister, Kemi Badenoch, suggesting it is possible it may happen before an election, but doesn't want to put a deadline on it. And it sort of underlines just how complicated this UK-India deal could be.
Well, just before this interview, I asked part of the team that's negotiating on the Indian side, what are some of the outstanding issues? And they're not major. I'll give you an example of what they came back to me with. Mutual acceptance of credit history. So it's easier for Indian professionals to open bank accounts here. Background and credential verification of executives. So that, again, KYC, you might call it, know your client. So when they're over here, it's easier for those professionals to be here. Easier for Indian banks to open branches. They just want reciprocation. All negotiations come down to two things. Are you giving us the same treatment you give your most favored nations, and are you giving us reciprocity? And the Indians on that are saying, well, we want to be able to open banks here as easily as British banks like Standard Chartered can open banks in India. And then finally, social security agreement, which is something which has come on a little bit belatedly because we've changed our immigration rules over here. Basically, the Indians are saying, if we're paying national insurance, then we want access to healthcare, or don't give us access to healthcare, we'll pay for it privately, but then don't charge us the same level of taxes. Just give us what you're giving the Americans, basically.
Yes, and all of this speaks to a very changing dynamic in the way that other countries will negotiate and trade with India. The powerhouse economy, given that we're seeing a slowdown elsewhere in other developed economies around the world, India is powering ahead and other countries want a slice of that, don't they?
Well, India is, as I mentioned, the fifth largest economy in the world and it's leapfrogged the United Kingdom. However, it's only our 12th largest trading partner. It only accounts for 2.1% of UK trade, and it's only the 14th largest export market. For us, it's really the United States, which is head and shoulders above. And I think one lesson we can learn from this EFTA agreement in the UK is let's turn it around on the Indians and say, look, we want you to guarantee inward investment into the United Kingdom, into defense, AI, quantum computing, all those areas that we're specialist on, space and defense as well. And we can turn it around on them and get a really good benefit.
Alpesh, always good to talk to you. Thank you. Alpesh Patel there. Now, elsewhere, the film star Idris Elba is leading a...